project. As everybody got the chance to look over the minutes.
Motion to start the move.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Legislator List, seconded by Legislator Dolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, looking at the resolution. Resolution number 81, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Safeco Alarm Systems Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for from December 31st of 17th, December 31st, 18, extending the term of agreement for alarm system maintenance and monitoring. Well, financial impact $79,880.
I'll move it.
All right.
Second.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. All righty. Resolution number 82, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Barone Construction Group Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is, what is this, the
Barone Construction Management
Services for
Restorative Justice.
Okay. All righty.
Wait. Which one are we on? Are we on 83?
82.
82. Thank you. Thank you.
$9,000. I'll move it. All right. Motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Nolan.
Yep. Just a question. Yeah. It came up at Ways and Means that the question if we can reference projects to the capital projects. And so just going forward, that would be helpful. Bert said that he would look at the capital projects book. Apparently there's some problems with pagination and numbering, and so it'd be difficult to do right now, but just as a note for future, where this fits in the capital projects budget would be helpful.
Okay.
So
I'll make a note of that. I mean there must be some place where it could be referenced.
Yeah.
In the resolution?
I'm not even sure. It could be in the resolution, but I'm not sure it even needs to be. They haven't in the past, as far as I'm aware. But if we have a sense of it, and it may be just even at the level of this is in the capital projects budget for new construction or whatever, you know, the general category and not down to a line item. Although Bert might be able to give you the line item for each of these resolutions. So I'm not sure who should do this.
Well, they do have a capital project in Melville.
Yeah.
In the capital plan.
In the capital plan.
By the way, I didn't introduce Brian Cunningham.
I know Brian.
Yeah, we all know Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian, but
we
don't know what's happening.
Yeah. So it's easy to do some reference to that.
So you're saying, Kyle, you want this in their yearly, when it comes out, the capital projects, you want all that in there?
Well, that was the request.
Right.
And if it's easy to do, I think it helps us to see how we're spending our capital budget.
Okay. As simple as maybe another whereas the project is included in the 2019 to 2024 capital program.
That would sure take care of it if it's not too much effort to do it.
I think it was Legislator Archer who specifically asked, and I remember a couple of years ago, and you probably remember this, Brian, I was trying to match up the there's a sustainability plan for the buildings, essentially a green building plan for the buildings that's been developed. And I was trying to match up that information to the capital plan. And it took a long time that I was able to do it. But I didn't have the access that Bert has electronically. I was doing it sort of flipping pages and such. I think what Legislator Archer is asking is essentially where in the capital plan is, and it may be obvious to you because you work with it all the time, but for her to do due diligence, or say collectively for us to do due diligence, I don't know that it needs to be a whereas. We can discuss that. I think it's more a question of how do we cross-reference all of this information with the capital plan. And I'm confident, because of my experience in trying to do that cross-reference exercise about 2 years ago, that it's in there. But it would help if we can have a sense of essentially where in the capital plan. And then, depending on how onerous it is, if it makes sense, a whereas is fine. But I think it was more a sense of being able to cross-reference.
So it could be something that is provided to Nettie and is on our list with the resolutions we're going to look at, if that's easier. But if that's harder, then, whatever.
So for, that, for us, that'll be a discussion with us.
Okay.
Put things together and see, based on what you're asking, what would make sense. Right?
One time we used to get like an 8.5 by 14 lined out for that month.
We still get it?
We still get it?
It's not signed off by their department.
Oh, okay.
Their department, like purchasing and whatnot. So okay. They don't give it out because it's not.
Okay.
Official? But we might not be using this for...
It pretty much does what this body says here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But does it might include the capital project number?
No.
And if so, then nobody has to do any extra work.
No,
so we should maybe check that.
Assuming it is a capital project model, all contracts are a capital project.
Right? Well, then they would indicate that. Yeah. And we'd
so some of the resolutions would be to establish the capital. Mm-hmm. One would have I guess would have a proposed number at that point. And the resolutions are not necessarily coming from us. Some are, some aren't. So I think this is a coordination effort, but I fully understand your question. Dean, if I may, while we're on restorative justice, before we can come back to it, Mark Reiner extends his apologies. He could not speak here tonight.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Yeah. He wanted to make sure that the committee understood that Chairman Rock wants to schedule a special session of the legislature on April 2nd, specifically to approve the prime contracts that will, if any, be available, that aren't available for review next week.
Yeah.
They're going out to the bids, to be open on the 22nd.
Currently out to bid.
Right. To bid on the 22nd of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And what Mark wanted me to convey was that we have a 180-day schedule to get to from April 3rd to October 1st. These, the bids specified in the contract will specify 180 days to substantial completion, and the law requires that we provide restorative justice services to the community starting on October 1st. So you all know that, but that's our 180 clock. We have no days to spare. The architect agrees that we can get it done in that period. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're on track to do it, but thank you very much for, holding a special session.
We have a motion on the floor by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan. So all in favor to move this forward?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 83, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Peckham Road Corporation, Department of Public Works.
So moved.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Just one second on this one.
Sure.
It'll be a question that goes for all four of these, just so that I understand this. I don't know anything about asphalt and pavement laying. So as I was reading through these, I wasn't sure if these are four different things that are happening on four different types of roads, or if there are four things that happen sequentially on one segment of road. Can you just give me a broad picture of that?
Primarily two categories, two separate portions of funding. Resolution 83 is for Capital Project 521,
right,
which is the overlay of various roads. That is servicing process. It's not CHIPS reimbursable. This is capital improvement money. So this is on the county dime that we do this capital project, which is how it is. The remaining are all CHIPS eligible, 100%. That would be 84, 85, and 86. And for different distinct servicing techniques, which we call preventive maintenance.
Right. So different ones would be used on different types of problems?
These contracts are for different roads, or in some cases the same. One contractor might do the reclamation, which is grinding it up.
Whatever the situation on the road calls for.
That's helpful.
Yep.
And this one was the only one that had this, but I wanted to make the suggestion to make the language gender neutral in the 4E. This is on Amendment 83 in the contract on Section 4E. There's a reference to a six-man crew, and so if that could be a six-person crew, I would appreciate it. And just forewarned, if we can talk about staffing a project instead of manning a project, I always like that too. None of the others had that, so somebody's been looking at this language along the way, I think. I appreciate that.
What page do you find?
It was number 4E, so I'm not sure what page number that is.
Not ours.
4E.
On Schedule A. Contractor responsibilities, number 4E was a six-man minimum paving crew.
Okay. And the other?
And I think there's one other of these that has it. I'll mention it when we get there. Very similar language.
So you want it all? You want it all gender neutral?
Yeah.
Because they refer to flagmen.
Oh, I didn't see that. Just it. Yep. Flaggers.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So I don't. Wouldn't stop me from improving the resolution. But
I hear you loud.
If we work on it as we go along, then they'll all be cleaned up over time. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I believe we have a motion on the floor by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
And thank you for indulging me, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely.
Not
the first time I've heard that. A lot of people.
I had somebody from Verizon come, and it was somebody to work on the pole. It wasn't just to come in the house and fix the wire, and it was a female staffer. And, it still is the point where we're going, oh, this is a surprise. This is a pleasant surprise. And then, a generation from now, it's not, it'll all
be automatic.
Automatic, that's right. Yeah. So we're in a transition, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. A lot of transitions these days.
Yeah.
Resolution number 84, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Peckham Road Corporation, Department of Public Works. This is for reclamation.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 85, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000
entered into by the county, A. Colarusso and Son Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for pavement milling, planning services for various county roads.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 86, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Callahan Industries Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for in-place paving services, 100% county, for $48.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
One question.
Go ahead. Yeah.
This one also has, I have two questions actually. In 3E on Schedule A, there we have six-person crews, and I don't know about the flaggers, if there are flaggers here. And I think this is a question about why the cost of materials would be different in the different sections. So, my district, Hardenburg, Denning, Shandaken, and Olive is $5 more than in some of the towns that are more, have bigger cities. And I figured it was probably something about the rural area, but why would it affect materials?
It was the transport system.
Difference, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 95, authorizing the chairman of the Boston County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority Clean Energy Community Program, amending the 2018 to 2023 Ulster County Capital Improvement Program to add capital project number 519, Ulster County Fund Budget Department of the Environment.
So moved.
I'll second it.
I'll second. Oh, you second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Do this great project tomorrow. That's right.
Kathy, as I go through my resolutions, after I get done reading it, if there's something you want to say before I start calling for an entry to accept it, you could just say that to make a motion for discussion.
For discussion.
And then this way I'll know, that's how I'll know, okay?
Okay.
I don't mean to cut you off like that. Like
No.
All right.
That works well.
Resolution number 111, amending resolution number 547, the established capital project number 489, Suny Ulster DeWitt Library roof replacement, to change the scope of such capital project to include roof assessments and design services for various buildings, Suny Ulster.
I would like to move for purposes of discussion.
Go ahead, Legislator Green.
Thank you. This is one that, I flagged. We haven't figured out about sustainability criteria and everything, but whenever I hear roof, I think, insulation and also the possibility of, especially if we're doing a capital project to assess, design, and ultimately replace or repair, whether or not that roof has potential for solar. And I say that in part because we have to be thinking about the places that can hold solar including, you know, brownfields and landfills and marginal land. But some of these flat roofs are sizable enough to make a difference collectively. And what we don't want to be doing is cutting down trees and paving over prime farmland. So it's a little bit weird, but I drive around and look for south-facing roofs. I can't help it. I go, oh, there's a south-facing roof, but there's too many trees. That's a good one for solar.
Excuse me,
Wilson,
but please understand that DPW doesn't manage these capitals, these are doing pulses projects.
Okay.
And that's what they contract it out, so.
But it's still our overall, the legislature's overall responsibility. So, is there like a liaison between DPW or purchasing and the college? I just really want to be sure that we're not missing opportunities, especially when we're spending, in this case, on that. There's zero financial impact.
I think on this one and on the subsequent ones, it is legislative programs, education, and community services.
Okay.
So we can go to the members of the legislature on that.
Act as the liaison.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But I want to make the point for moving forward. I'm not belaboring anything at all. It's really a question of awareness moving forward and not missing opportunities. Everybody knows I feel like the family court, we should have invested a little bit more in shoring up that roof. There's other ways of doing solar there, and, so be it. But if you're opening up a building that's going to last another 50 years or so, that's a good time to be investing a little extra in preparing it for solar. Or green roofs. I'll stop there.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Well, we did. Make a motion or second it, which you want.
No, I said now you make a motion for acceptance.
Right.
A motion made by Legislator Rowland, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution number 112, establishing capital project number 524, SUNY Ulster Boroughs renovation, amending the 2018 capital fund budget, SUNY of Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right, motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Resolution number 114, establishing capital progress number 520, Highway Safety Program, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Lift, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
That was yours.
Resolution number 116, establishing capital project number 521, asphalt overlay of various roads, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Okay, our last resolution for tonight is resolution number 118, establishing capital projects number 522 and 523, 2018, Department of Public Works, Bridge Program, Highway and Bridges, Homestore Bridge, which one is it? Port Jackson Bridge.
And the Monday Bridge.
And the Monday
Bridge.
Second?
Okay.
Sir, let's.
Are you guys going to do these three yourself? Somehow engineering.
Excellent. Yeah, I know when you did New Falls, I had asked that there be either cost comparison or a breakdown. So when I went to the county highway superintendent's meeting, I wanted to discuss the fact that counties can do the work cheaper and get a better bang for the buck, but I never got that comparison.
We think that's true, particularly if the project ends up being on the ship, that ship drives the cost way up. But there's a limit to how much a bridge crew can do.
No, that's true.
So we definitely
No, I was just curious if you're doing these for yourself. It'll be done right. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Yes, our bridge crew is excellent. They do excellent work. And my good friend Bobby Morris runs the show. Proud to say, a Sorbity's resident.
He wears a Sorbity's hat all the time.
I agree. He's good people, man. He's a great guy, Bob. I know him a long time. Takes his job very seriously, too.
Okay. Anybody have any new business they would like to discuss?
Okay, I'll
pass that one to Ed. New business, does anybody have old business? We have sustainable checklists here mentioned.
I would rather, there's been a lot on our plate, and I would rather wait till next month, just carry that forward and have a little bit more of a discussion. We have the list, and you have a copy of this.
Could I make a comment about
sure.
it? It seems to me that the types of considerations that we have might fall into just one, two, or three major categories, which would be materials, if we're using green materials, and processes that would be resilient, planning for future floods, and complete streets types of questions, planning for pedestrian and bicycle access. And I think there was one other that I thought of, but I don't know if it would only come into play, I guess, if we were sending out for bids, and it's probably handled through purchasing in terms of minority ownership and diversity in those firms we might hire. But if it's really those three are the main categories, then it could be something that could be done very informally, because I imagine you take that into those kinds of things into account as you're designing every project.
There are considerations given for, we're oftentimes given a budget.
Uh-huh.
And we need to construct the project within the budget. There might be a way of coming up with, for instance, with complete streets, $7 per mile is to do it the way it's originally done, and how many additional dollars per mile would it take to complete streets, because you're talking shoulders.
Right.
Shoulders can be very, very expensive, as we found out, particularly when we don't own a right-of-way wide enough to accommodate shoulders. We might have ditches.
Right.
We have, the white line, our typical 6-inch shoulder paved, a little
gravel,
and then if we install shoulders on that, we're pushing all the drainage structures out, and oftentimes on private property, which requires a whole appropriation and taking process. That's what slows us down on most TIP projects, is just arduous. It takes years.
Mm-hmm.
It takes many, many years. So there are cost considerations. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I guess my understanding of what Legislator Green was asking for, and we can discuss it more, you know, at another meeting as well. I just want to get the framework so I can have my synapses working on it, my subconscious working on it, is not necessarily that each project would be a model on all of those factors, but that we're looking for the places where we can incorporate them when the budget would accommodate it, or where the legislature might bring forward additional appropriation to be able to do it, or look for funding to be able to do it. So we're trying to get, at least as I understand, a little bit more give and take on what you could do if you had the resources, and what we might think is a great way to go if we can get you the resources. And I thought it would be helpful if we could narrow it down to just a few, because then we just, you know, you just add it to your mental checklist, and as we look at each of the projects, we say, you know, as you just said, we looked at whether we could accommodate pedestrians, but a budget wouldn't allow it by, you know, a factor of millions or tens of thousands. But if it's, you know, 500 extra bucks someplace, and we can throw those kind of considerations in, that's easy. And maybe we should also take on some of the hard stuff. That would be on us to do that, you know, not on you guys to do it if we haven't given you the funds to do it.
Legislator Green, you had something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to the categories. For me, what I'm often on the lookout for is green stormwater opportunities, opportunities for renewables and insulation, energy savings. And that's where I was doing that cross-referencing a couple of years ago, and it proved out. So. But, you know, my concern has been, I feel like I bring these things up each time I think there may be an opportunity or potential for a missed opportunity. And I wanted to make a system so that we address them kind of automatically.
So
I think maybe if we're really going to have that discussion a month from now or 3 weeks from now, it might make sense to ask Mark Ryder if he's available, since he does.
I might consider asking some of the policy decision makers.
I know that means
you. But it doesn't really include us.
Maybe if we had a small meeting with Mark and Ken about this. Because especially when it's been not building,
different.
We do the projects we're presented with exactly, right?
Yeah, the way they're presented.
You know what I'm saying? If the policymakers of Ulster County tell us this is the project now, it's evolved into something else,
that's what you do.
Then that's what we do.
And I think when I said resilience, I think that would be the green stormwater. Some of your categories are in my categories, but with different names. So maybe we can get together and work that out. If you want to send us a little draft of that, of what she said and what I said, we'll try to make it together.
we can figure that out. Yeah. But I think a meeting prior to Public Works to try to come back with some thought through proposals makes a lot of sense.
If we have that meeting, do you want to be invited to attend?
I would be happy to attend, and if nothing more than to listen to the discussion.
And you report to Bob Sudwell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So maybe Bob has
one. We both do.
Yeah.
Brian's deputy commissioner.
Right.
So Bob's our go-to.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything else for discussion tonight?
Make a motion for adjournment.
All right, motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I would like to invite everybody to come back tomorrow night to hear Tim Ginnay talk about climate change and hope in Ulster County with a real